am absolutely adoring you as Petty on Ghosts. How was this character? How did you come to work on this series? Was it a part that you auditioned for? Was this something that you stumbled across and you were like, must do this?
Well, Liz Barnes and Tanis Vallely, the incredibly insightful casting directors on the show, called me in to meet with Joe Wiseman and Joe Port, the showrunners and writers. And I loved the script so much. And I felt like I knew exactly what I wanted to bring to it. And I was so happy that they thought that I was a good choice for Hetty, because it's been a dream. It's been so, so fun. It's such a great working environment. The cast is so excellent. And I loved the role and the world of the show immediately. And I was a fan of the BBC version of the show as well. So yeah, it's been a wonderful experience.
We know that Hetty is from the Victorian era. Was there much background that you received on her?
No, but I definitely went on a deep dive with research. She died in the 1890s and was the wife of a robber baron. She and her husband built the house on family land in upstate New York. And she's a very house proud woman who is stuck in some rather antiquated gender ideas about gender roles. So it was really fun to research this period, to research the Gilded Age in America. And each of the ghosts is kind of representative of a rather fraught period in American history. And so I think we've all had a lot of fun researching the idiosyncrasies of our own individual time periods as ghosts.
She's got such, I think it's the antiquated thinking that also adds to the humor of this particular character. Especially loved it when she was saying how women couldn't vote, but she also was convinced by Alberta to actually step up and do the voting. Talk about her evolution from that kind of old way of thinking into progressing into accepting what life is. I mean, she even understands the difference between a coach, I guess, and a car now, or at least somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so she'll agree to vote, but in the very next breath say, but, you know, she still doesn't believe women should go to college. One of the things that's so fun is to, you know, be to hold on to the hypocrisy of this character. So she'll grow in little fits and starts and you know, but then she's still so deeply entrenched in this old way of thinking. And I think that's, you know, it brings humor and is also a reason why possibly some of these ghosts are not moving on to the afterlife. You know, we're all stuck in our ways, but all capable of change. And, you know, but how long it may or may not take us to become fully evolved human beings remains to be seen. I hope, you know, that hypocrisy with Hetty is so, so fun to play and is kind of tragic too, you know? Yeah.
She's a product of her time.
Yeah. Yeah. That definitely, that continues as far as everything we filmed thus far, that back and forth.
I mean, this is her original home that the ghosts are living in, and she seems to be okay for the most part sharing her space, except for when Flower won't shut the hell up at the end of the day. First, I found that it's so amusing, but talk about sharing the space with the other ghosts. I mean, did the writers explain to you, you know, anything about that, how comfortable she is with having all these ghosts sharing her family's home?
Well, she's very house proud. I think Hetty's like sense of her purpose in life, or whether or not she has some, her life had meaning, or she had a legacy of any kind, is rather tragically, you know, tied to being so house proud. So I think that what wins out is her desire for company and, you know, from the other ghosts, but really she she believes that this is her home. So I think there's some, you know, there's some struggles that come up, and certainly with Samantha, played by wonderful Rose McIver, there's lots of good stuff to mine in terms of who really is the lady of the house now. You know, there's a nice mother-daughter relationship that develops between those two characters.
You just have such a great comedic timing. And this series, I think, really brings out that cadence for you. Is it part writing? Is it part, you know, training that you've had as an actress? Or how do you flesh out those beautiful comedic moments for this series?
Well, thank you for the compliment. I mean, Hedy does, that's generally my first way in with a character, is to hear what type of cadence or musicality they may or may not have in their voice. And Hedy is certainly, scratches that itch for me. I mean, I think she, so many things affect her sense of class, her, the fact that I literally have the physical impediment of being in a tight corset that restricts my posture and my breathing, that has affected my, you know, the line reading choices. And, it's all of a part. It does very much seem authentically heady, though.
Talk about when you're filming the group scenes together. Those must make for some of your most memorable and also maybe your most difficult scenes to film, A, as far as getting shots done, and B, as far as keeping it together.
This is a really, really, really funny group of people. Like, not just, I mean, they're funny and they're funny in these roles, but also between takes. Yes, we are enjoying each other's company so much. And there's not a lot of breaking, but there is sometimes some breaking because people are so freaking funny. Yes, you would think that it would be hard to have 10 actors in one small space right on top of each other, but it's a testament to our crew, to our sound department, deserves a huge shout out. You know, I have only had to ADR one line in this entire first season, which is incredible when you think of, there's a lot of, improvisation that's happening. There's so many people in close proximity, and that the sound is so crisp and clear and doesn't need to be, you know, fixed in post is great. And we all are kind of, you know, old school, you know, journeyman character actor type. So we come prepared. We know these lines. We all like are on board before these big group scenes of what it is we're trying to accomplish, so that the director can really, you know, whoever it is on that episode can have fun with us and just play. Because otherwise it really would be a nightmare if you to do those big group scenes with people that didn't know what they were doing, or weren't confident what they were doing, or weren't prepared.
It's just incredible to see you in this costume. Talk about having to wear that corset the whole time while filming. Actually, was on a press junket with you for CBS at the time, and we did talk a little bit at that time about everyone talked a little bit about having to wear their costumes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing I like to say about it is that Hedy is a woman of privilege and leisure who's doomed to be uncomfortable nonetheless at all times. I've come to love this costume so much because it helps me as an actor a lot. It's also wonderful not to have to worry about fittings and different costumes. I also love the woman, Sophie Godard, who helps get me dressed every day, which is a very complex endeavor that we have down to a science. So I love it. I love the costume design for everyone on the show.
We did mention it just a moment ago, a little bit. How much is there the ability to improv when it comes to working on the show?
Well, the scripts are really tight and they're really good and they're really funny. So we'll get those And then there's, you know, there's also, there are people, you know, in the cast that are incredibly gifted improvisers, and we're, they set us free to kind of throw in and be playful and add, add things here or there, add an extra little button or, you know, even just in the sense of playfulness, you can be on script, but add a, you know, add little bits with people and, you know, create little back and forths that just add to the texture and the relationship and the sense of history that these people have been on top of each other for, in some cases, thousands of years. You know, it's really good to be able to have that liveliness and that sense of play. But the scripts themselves don't need a lot of our help. They're really great. Our writer's room is really talented. I'm excited to, we're about to go back and shoot 5 more episodes to, for our first season. And I'm really excited to see where they take us next.
Yes, you've already gotten a full season pickup. And yay. As I mentioned, I'm a huge fan of the series, and I'm frequently commenting on social media how much I love it. So have you been getting much of a fan feedback yourself personally about Hetty and the series?
People are loving this show. I think we had no idea. We hoped, we knew, like, you know, when a cast feels special, you know, and it took us so long to get this show made because we started, we were about to film the pilot right when the whole world shut down for COVID in March of 2020. And then we didn't actually get to film it until 8 months later, and then had to wait another 6 months to see whether or not we were getting picked up. But in the meantime, we all became such close, great friends. Which is, you know, just helped our, you know, work environment in this product now. But I think none of us could have expected that it would go this well. And CBS has thrown so much support, you know, behind the show. So yeah, did that answer your question? I'm still in disbelief that people are really responding. Our numbers have been so great. We're so thrilled that it feels like it's a family show. And it's, you know, it appeals to a real wide range of people, and it's a real, you know, it's sneaky because it's really smart. It's somewhat political. It's risky and funny, right, but also really charming and sweet and big hearted.
I think you've just listed every reason I love it.
No, good. I'm so glad you do.
You just seem to float seamlessly between dramatic roles and now these comedic roles. Have you been looking to sort of lighten up your resume these days? Is that what made you want to pursue comedy at this moment?
You know, that implies that I have a great deal of choice in my career. I mean, I am a journeyman character actor. I go where people want to have me, basically. And I've been lucky enough to be asked to do some super cool things. I love that I got to play a small part on Dope Sick, because I think the world of Danny Strong and of you know, Beth Macy's book, Dope Sick, and I think it's a really important story to be telling right now, was thrilled to go and do that, and was thrilled to be asked to do Ghosts. But I don't know how much, you know, personal agency I have in terms of what I choose to do next. You know, I've just been very lucky that I've been asked by really talented showrunners and creators to come join their parties.
And there's Star Trek Picard and For All Mankind, and there's Ghosts now, and you have these amazing parts that you've been a part of. How do you select then? Are these, I know we touched on how you found Ghosts, but these are other roles. And I know you said also as well that you don't have much of a say, but these are roles that seem to suit you like a glove.
Well, you know, I've got great agents and managers who send me on great auditions and with casting directors that have become, you know, that have enjoyed my work over the years, that trust me to do certain things and put me up for certain opportunities. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what more to say other than I've been very lucky in this business that I've been allowed to do so many different things and haven't really been, you know, pigeonholed.
It's just incredible to see the vast body of work that you do. Is there a dream role you would like to take on at this point?
I feel like I'm doing it right now. I mean, I don't have a good answer for that. I'm excited to be surprised at whatever is next.
I feel like this series satisfies the sci-fi and the drama and the comedy all in one. So it's kind of like what we refer to as chef kiss perfection to balance all of the facets.
Oh, wait, you just cut out. You refer to it as what perfection?
Chef kiss, as they say.
Oh, yay. Oh, good. Yeah.
Because it mixes all these different facets of an actor's work that they would love to touch on, these little areas. You know, they want to be dramatic roles. Sometimes they want a comedic. Sometimes they want to do a sci-fi. So I think this is kind of all in one, a dream role.
I don't disagree. And I don't know when you'll end up releasing this, but there, as the season wears on, you know, we go deeper into, you know, more ghost individual stories and into relationships and flashbacks and things. And there's a whole lot of pathos. And there's, as you said, it's not just silly, wacky comedy. I think it's appealing to people because these really feel like real people with real stakes and real hurt and pain in the world that they've, you know, had to work through. And it just becomes absurd because they've been doing it over and over again every day for hundreds of years.
Well, it's also such great on-screen chemistry that you all have as well. Have you been busy working on anything else lately?
Girl, give me a break. No, I've been up for the last 6 months in Montreal. We're on a little 2-week break right now. And we go back to finish the first season and we'll be back up in Montreal for the rest of the year. So, but there has not been a moment to do anything else.
Well, this series has become such a fast fan favorite show. What would you like to say to everyone who are fans and supporters of this beautiful series and the work you've been doing on it?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for trusting us. Thank you for loving the show and falling in love with these characters so quickly. Thank you for trusting that we'll continue to delight you and break your heart and just get wackier and sillier and more adorable. I mean, I've been thrilled with, you know, the way the season's been going, and I hope that the fans are happy to continue coming along for the ride with us. We're really grateful that people are tuning in and in such great numbers.